talking all things small screen, Steve Mogg from the TV Black Box Podcast.
Moxie, good morning.
Oh, Jade Bilko, hello.
How are you, legend?
Look, I am absolutely smashing it, and if I had the spare time in my life, I'd be applying for this Amazon Prime Video buff role that
yes.
they just advertised.
Bilko's already onto it.
I've put in application, 40K. Mate.
Yeah, $40,000 to sit down and watch TV and promote Amazon's content for the next 3 months.
Geez, it's a tough gig, isn't it, eh? Someone's got to do it. Might as well be your Bilk.
Hang on, it's 3 months. That's, okay, fine. So it's not a full-time gig. Okay, right.
Well, do you want a full-time gig? 40 grand for 3 months. I'll take it. Thanks anyway.
Yeah, please.
What a great idea, mate.
Hey, speaking of money, Netflix, yes. gone to the yep. ad tier now, which means it's cheaper.
Yes, for tightwads and very people who sit on their wallets all the time. Netflix now offers an ad-included tier,
yes.
which is cheaper than their other tiers. All of the other tiers remain ad-free. It's just this cheaper one. I think it's $6.99, $7.99 Australian a month. You do have to watch some ads at the start and sometimes in the middle of shows, and you only get it in SD, and there isn't all of the shows available to you on that tier.
Oh, okay.
You've broken his heart now. Come on, Moxie.
Oh, no, think of it, it's like you get 98% of the library. You don't just get 100% of the library.
And see, what I don't know is not there will not affect me, so...
Yes.
Okay.
That's right, except for the ads that they will show for the shows that aren't on there that you'd have to subscribe to the bigger thing to get the thing.
Oh, it's sort of like in-game purchases, right? You're like...
Almost, yes.
You could get bigger and
Candy
better.
Candy Crush this to death.
Mate, I am watching, apparently I'm the only one watching, a show called My Mum, Your Dad. I'm enjoying it. I don't know whether it's just because it's like adult Big Brother, but I don't think it's bad, but it's not rating real well, right?
No, it's not rating real well. It is not rating real well. And I'm going to, in part, put it down to the idea that who really wants to see a bunch of millennials, oh gosh, even, you know, Generation Alphas, watching their parents hook up, you know? Like, it's the cringe
Okay, well,
that,
when you put it that way, like, I get it. Yes.
I did learn something from the first and very last episode of My Mum, Your Dad that I will ever watch in my life.
Yeah.
And that is I learned the phrase fanny flutters. And I don't want to ever hear that again.
You're late to the party, mate. Where have you been?
Moxie, I don't want to hear my boys or any of my kids know what I do in my dating technique back in the day, okay? They don't need to ever hear about that.
Yes.
I'm not even sure you know what they are, Bilko. Anyway.
Moving on. Now, I'm worried about Stan. We've just had Foxtel and Binge signed with NBC Universal, so their library of all the law stuff now means Stan could be affected.
Not can be, will be affected. And the real interesting thing is to see how will Stan fill up that gap in their library when all that stuff moves out. Now, for series from the NBC Universal deal that are currently playing out, they will continue on Stan. It's only new stuff going forward and the older library stuff that's kind of seen as a package. You know, so if there's existing series in play or they've just, you know, had the first thing, they always sign life of series deals for those sorts of things. What it does mean is a whole bunch of great content landing on Foxtel and Fox On Demand and Binge. What it will mean for Stan, we don't yet know. However, they've been delivering some great Aussie content and continue to, and growing their sport tab. Yeah, their availability on that. Of course, the rugby and all sorts of things, the NBL are all on there.
And I get the feeling Stan really want to move on this sports side of things. I think that is where they're going to end up in the next 5 years. That'll be their biggest thing, you know?
Well, I think they're setting a bit of a precedent almost for the upcoming merge of KO and Binge, which Patrick Delaney, the head of Foxtel, did kind of sizzle at the Foxtel upfronts a couple of weeks ago.
Just super quickly before we let you go, I know you've got the podcast coming up. Do you have any insight into the block auctions? Because I feel like there's more to that that we haven't heard about yet.
Yeah, it was a bunch of entitled people crying over only getting $20,000.
Well, what about Julian Crest saying he reckons the blocks jumped the shark? I mean, he's the producer on the show.
Look, the issue is I think that this idea, the tree change idea, would have been great to air in 2021 where we were still thinking pandemic and get away from everything and all of those sorts of things.
Yep.
They acknowledged before the auctions that interest rates had gone up six times since the start of building those properties to now when they, you know, were trying to auction them. So that was going to affect the market. The bottom line is whether or not there was a plant in the they were registered bidders And if the guy who ultimately bought Oz and Omar's house pulled out, the other guy had to pay for it. So it would have been that scenario. You know, there's no ifs and buts about this. As for, you know, there's Danny Wallace, who ended up buying three of the five houses, the only three that sold on the day, as it turned out, admitted, maybe I paid a bit much for the first one, but I made up for it with the second. It is a buyer's market. Once you set a reserve price and it goes over that, this is how auctions work, people.
Yeah.
You are stuck with it. Whether they bid $1 or $1.5 million over the reserve price, that's how it goes.
See, Oz and Omar are very smart players, and I think they gamed the game, and good on them.
Mate, that Oz and Omar played a really straight bat. They had a lot of fun. They worked their butt off the entire season, and congratulations to them because they both walk home with about $800,000 each that they can use to, as they've said, to support their family, their friends, their community. It's going to be phenomenal. Change their life.
What a feeling. Good on you, Molksy. Thanks, mate. If people want more, they can head to the Black Box Podcast.
TV.
Thanks, legend.
Black Box Podcast.
Sorry.
Which features, you're not on it this week, are you, mate?
No, I'm not, but I do get mentioned quite often, which is not a bad thing.
That's the main thing, mate.